Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 30, found in Grade 5, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 30 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 31 of the Grade 5 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 30. In this question, the student is asked to draw the 8th, 9th, and 10th figures by continuing the pattern given. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows 3 figures that repeat the pattern from the figures given in the prompt. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 33. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The 3 figures are drawn correctly and are in correct order. Please note that labeling each figure is not required. Next is the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is also complete and correct, and illustrates that drawing the figures as attached to each other is not considered an alteration of the geometric pattern. Now let's look at the third guide paper, which is another score point 2 response. These correctly drawn figures illustrate that extending the pattern with one additional figure is not considered an error. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find our first score point 1. This response is only partially correct because only the 9th and 10th figures are correctly drawn and in the correct sequence. The 8th figure does not follow the pattern. The fifth guide paper is also a score point 1. Because only 2 of the 3 figures are correctly drawn and in the correct sequence, the student's intent with the 10th figure is unclear. The next paper, the 6th guide paper, is the last score point 1 response. The additional diagonal lines drawn on figures 9 and 10 changes the pattern, and they are therefore incorrect. Figure 8 is drawn correctly, so partial credit is given. Now, let's review the 7th guide paper, which is a score point 0. This student has drawn only the first figure, which, although correct, does not demonstrate enough understanding of the task to receive credit. Guide paper number 8, the last guide paper for this question, is another score point 0. The figures are correct, but are out of order, which is not sufficient enough to demonstrate even a partial understanding of the task. Remember that what is being measured is the student's ability to create geometric patterns, not simply to duplicate specific figures. Please take a moment to review these 8 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 30, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 30. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 16. Although the figures are not drawn perfectly, they are correct and in the correct order. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. Next, we have Practice Set 17. The only two figures provided are incorrect, so this response receives a score point 0. In Practice Set 18, we see that most aspects of the task are addressed correctly. However, the rectangle within the ninth figure is not properly aligned, which alters the pattern. Therefore, this response is only partially correct and receives a score point 1. Let's move on to Practice Set 19. In this paper, the same figure is duplicated 3 times and none are correct. So, this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 20. The student has drawn the 3 figures correctly and in the correct order, earning this paper a score point 2. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.